Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Jessica. I'm the supervisor here at customer support. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Hi. I'm calling about a thing I canceled here, and they still went ahead and charged me $100. And I called back, and this other guy said there's no recollection of my call. I called within the 2 weeks, canceled it. They told me okay. Then the very next day, I think it was, there was a thing they charged my account $100. And I called back again to cancel it again or to ask them what the deal was. And they said they canceled it. They gave me this confirmation number. And the guy I was just talking to before you telling me that they can't return my money.
Okay.
I couldn't take the stuff because of the medications that I'm on. It was the reason I called back and I canceled it. I never even took any of it. It's still in the bottle here. I still got the full bottle. Well, I guess 2 weeks worth, I think, or whatever it was. I still got the whole bottle. If you want that back, I'll send that back too.
Okay. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Phil Owens.
Okay, thank you. Can you verify your shipping address, please?
3 Lilac Avenue, Fox Lake, Illinois, 60020.
Okay, thank you. And it shows here that the product that you had ordered was the Enhance RX. So yes, first of all, I want to apologize for any misunderstanding and inconvenience. What happened here is that on April 22nd of 2020, you had placed the order for the product where you paid shipping and handling to receive the product, which is $4.97.
Right.
Before placing the order, it does explain in the terms and conditions that you will begin a 14-day trial period the day that you place the order. And it also explains in the terms and conditions that if you're not satisfied with the product or if you simply don't want to continue with the product, you have to call back to cancel before the 14-day trial period ends. If
that's
not,
what I did.
Oh, let's see here.
This right here is my third phone call.
It seems like you called on May 9th to cancel. That was outside of your trial period. The last day for you to call back was supposed to be May 8th of 2020.
The 9th was when I called back after, no, I called before the 9th. And then the reason I called back the 9th or 10th, whatever day it was when I seen that there was a charge on my card that I used to, you know, I guess the shipping and handling. And that's when I called back again to find out why I was charged, because I already canceled. And the guy gave me this number and said it would be canceled.
Yes, we did cancel the account from future charges, but the last day for you to call back was supposed to be May 8th of 2020.
And I called before that to cancel.
Before
the 9th you're talking about was my second phone call. That was when I was calling back to find out why the charges were put on when I already canceled before. I canceled about 1 week after I got it. And then I waited a couple of days because I ended up talking to the pharmacy, going into the pharmacy to find out with my other medications about taking it. And they told me they wouldn't advise it. So I called back and I canceled. And that was before the 2 weeks thing. And then on the 9th was when I got a charge on my credit card. And I called back again that day, the day I got the charge, to find out why I was being charged when I already canceled. And this other guy's telling me that I didn't call to cancel within the 2 weeks, but I did. It was a little over a week when I called the first time.
Okay. May I ask, have you disputed the charges with your bank?
It was the credit card company, and I did. But they said I had to wait until something cleared something or another. I don't remember what they were saying.
Okay. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold?
Sure.
Thank you so much. Please bear with me. I'm still here, okay?
It's okay.
Thank you. I'm still here. I do appreciate your patience, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
There's no music with you. I've been listening to music for ever since I've been on hold.
Okay, so I just wanted to clarify, Mr. Owens, have you filed a dispute, or you have not filed a dispute yet
with
the credit card
company? No.
So you have not filed a dispute yet?
No, at the time it popped up on there, I looked at it and seen it, and then I was going to dispute it, and it said it. I tried to do it, but then it said something about had to wait until something or another cleared, and I don't really know what it meant. I've never had this problem before.
Okay, so you have not filed a dispute yet?
Not with my card company, no.
Okay. Alrighty. So what I can do, so you have not filed a dispute with your bank either, correct?
Well, I don't believe it was my bank. It was a credit card. My bank would be my debit card.
Okay.
I didn't use a debit card. I used a credit card.
Okay. So what I can do as a one-time customer courtesy due to the misunderstanding is help you with the refund for $49.97.
No, I'm not going with that, no. I did what I was supposed to. I got this number here they gave me, a cancellation number, and I did what they told me to do. That's $100, and $50 is not $100. I'm sorry.
Yes, but we're helping you with a partial refund for the charge that was made on your account. So your bill to total of $99.94. We're helping you with a 50% refund for $49.97.
That's not what I paid. I'm sorry. No.
Okay. Well, let me review your account and let me see what I can do, okay? I can't guarantee you anything, but just give me one moment, okay?
Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm still here, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm still here, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for your patience. Alrighty, thank you so much for patiently holding. Mr. Owens, what I'm going to be doing for you as a courtesy due to the misunderstanding, I'm going to be able to process a full refund for the charge that was made on your account for the $99.94. That full refund is going to go back in your account in 3 to 5 business days, okay?
All right, thank you.
Alrighty, is there anything else we can help you with today?
No, that'd be it. Well, I just want to say thanks.
No problem. Would you like your refund confirmation number?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. It is R as in Robert.
Okay. Go. Just go ahead.
535-360-2835.
R as in Robert. 535-360-2835.
That's correct.
Alrighty.
Alrighty, and that's confirming that you're going to receive your refund in 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that'd be it. I appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.